The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
Hello, friends. We are so privileged today to have a special guest with us. We have Michael Feehan. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you for having me.
Well, we are going to talk a couple of things. You've got a new album coming out, but let's start with that special song that you've written.
Okay. Yeah, I have a single that's coming out this Friday, and the video premiere is on CCM Magazine right their site right now. And this is a patriotic song, which is not something I probably would have really like chosen. I mean, I'm definitely, I was raised in the military. My dad was in the Air Force 27 years, so I've lived around that my whole life, and I love our country. But to write a patriotic song is not the easiest thing for a musician to do. And the gentleman that really got me started to go down this path of a solo career, he was the one that kind of put those seeds in me. You know, he said it sure would be nice to have a patriotic song today with everything that our country is going through to encourage our country. And I was like, you know what, you're right. And so thank God now, you know, with God's help, I'm so excited about this song, and just pray that it does encourage our country.
And when you wrote it, you didn't have any clue that what was happening these very days that we're in was even a possibility, did you?
Oh my gosh, Ed, that's the part where I'm going, God, you are just so cool, because our goal was to have it come out even like on July 4th, but that just didn't work. And but you know, I didn't realize till my wife had told me that this is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I mean, just in 9/11, it's like everybody came together. Everybody just believed in our country, man. It was like everyone was united. And it's like, gosh, man, we need that again. And so yeah, this, it's just pretty amazing how God orchestrates things.
That puts a smile on your face no matter what. When you see God's hand in something and it works out for right now, it works out for the 20th anniversary, and it's a beautiful song. I've listened to it a couple of times, and it is awesome.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, about your father, thank you for his service and yours as well as the family. And does that make you a military brat?
Oh yeah.
So you had gotten around the world, I'm sure, before you started touring and making music.
Oh yes. I mean, I was born in Arizona, and 2 years later we were in Guam, and then we were in California, Turkey, Arizona, Germany. So yeah, it was all over the map.
My oldest son was born in Germany when I was in the military. I didn't do 27 years though. 4 was where I ended, but veterans are special to me, and I always want to thank those that served for what they did. Let's go ahead and discuss the album. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and first I want to say thank you, Ed, for your service.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, the album, it really came together. It was kind of bizarre when I think about it, because the same person that was in my church, a very close friend, mentor, he was pushing me to do this, and I just thought there's no way, just because of the schedule I had, you know, with the band I was playing, bands I was playing with. And anyway, there was just no time, because I mean, you got to commit so much time. And once COVID last year about the same time when COVID hit, it just kind of unfortunately cleared my schedule.
Yeah.
And so that allowed me, sorry, it allowed me to jump into this with both feet. And man, the songs, God just downloaded some great songs and just gave and brought some great musicians and co-writers into this mix. And it's kind of surreal sometimes. I'm like, wow, what am I doing right here, right now? But great.
And you mentioned some special people that work behind the scenes. You kind of put together an all-star group there of people working with you.
Yeah, I mean, these are guys that I grew up listening to. I mean, the Bissonette brothers, Greg Bissonette, one of my favorite drummers. I think he's with Ringo Starr right now and has played with everybody. And his brother, Matt Bissonette, who's a bass player, he's with Elton John right now. And he was the producer, and they're both really strong believers. And we had Jim Cox on piano, who has he was a piano player with Boss Skaggs, and just tons. I mean, it was pretty crazy. And I was in the studio just going, what am I doing in the middle of these guys?
God is good, isn't he?
He is.
The title of the project, Someone Prayed, where did the title come from?
So when I went to go see my mom for St. Patrick's Day, that both my mom and dad came from Ireland. And so when I went out last March, you know, that's when the whole COVID thing hit. And so I jumped into this thing. And so one of the ideas that had come that the former producer brought to me was a song called Someone Pray. And it was just a small snippet, and he just said, what do you think about this? And it just really connected with me right away. And so then I went back home, and I was just really just started writing like a chorus to it. And it just talks about how in life, you know, there's the ups and downs, the highs and lows, and sometimes it can get so low, excuse me, where you can't even pray. And that's when other people are standing in the gap praying for you, or you're one of those people standing in the gap for somebody else. And so this song was really special to me. And the bizarre part about that is, you know, I really, when I was writing that, I kind of pulled from when my wife and I adopted our daughter from Russia, and just some of the hard times that we went through. But later on, my wife would go through a really difficult time health-wise, but God healed her. But it was like we were kind of living out this song. And so it's even more special, and we're just excited to get out and like minister, you know, God's healing and salvation and deliverance, you know.
So you'll be going on the road sharing with others?
Absolutely.
Good, good, good. The special message, Jesus, give me the faith that will move every mountain. Those are beautiful words.
I love it. I think.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm
sorry. No, you had a thought. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, one of my, you know, when my wife was going through this time, I mean, there was some key scriptures that I was just standing on. And Mark 11, 22 through 25, where Jesus is saying, you speak to the mountain. And so that's kind of where that comes from. That was very important.
Yes.
For the wounded and the lost, we can never pay the cost that we owe. For a moment, see the names ditched on the wall. They defended one for all. You will not be forgotten. By faith and hope in God above, we stand together strong. We honor those who died for us and answered freedom's call. Upon this road to glory, together we all ride. An American old story that lives on deep inside. We're founded on a nation where all those can be free. And in our stars and stripes, I still believe. On the beaches and the sand, they would bleed on foreign land. Freedom fly through the dark times, never counting it as loss. So we lay it at the cross, spirits high. We can still rise. God, lay your holy hand upon the ones you chose in blue. And I stake my claim to liberty and put my trust in you. And on this road to glory, together we can ride. An American told story that's burning deep inside. We're founded on this solid ground, from land unto the sea. And in our stars and stripes, I still believe. American old story that carries on inside. Duty on a country dictate what we are to be. For the price of blood was spilled out for our liberty. With an appeal to heaven before us, Lord bless the USA. Lift your head and thank a good God for his mercy and his grace. Cause we're founded on this nation where all those can be free. And in our stars and stripes I still believe. And I still believe. I still believe.
Jonathan Cain from Journey, and you're listening to Pastor Ed Boston on the Pastor Ed Boston podcast.
Well, let's go back in time a little bit. For those that may not know you, you were with the group White Cross. Tell us about that and some of the other things from the past.
Sure. I joined White Cross when I was about 22. And they were auditioning Chicago, and I was in San Diego at the time, and flew out there for the audition with Butch Dillon, the bass player, who was the first producer on this project. And it was kind of a whirlwind. I really wasn't that familiar with the whole Christian music scene. And once I got in White Cross, in 2 weeks we were tour. They had just released In the Kingdom, which ended up being their biggest you know, the strongest song and album that they had, you know, for their whole career. And so we were out touring all over America, Europe, everywhere. So it was bizarre, but it was just some amazing memories. I mean, because the band had a very strong ministry and really, you know, was very genuine in wanting to bring people to Jesus. And so, yeah, it really got me ready for what I'm doing now.
Well, I know that when PR people put things together on paper, you know, they may brag on you a little bit more than you would brag on yourself, but apparently you were ranked as one of the top 10 drummers in Christian music back in the day.
I mean, that came from, I think it was called Sanctuary Church, that mm-hmm. does like these posts of like best drummers and, you know, musicians, bass players, guitar players. And so, yeah, when I saw that, that was so exciting, you know, to see that. And
well, you being with a heavy metal or a metal Christian metal band there, I'll get the words out slowly there. we had Michael Sweet on, I don't know, it's probably been 3 years or so ago. And when I was reading your information, it said that you had done some things with Oz.
Yes, and that is so funny that you mentioned Michael Sweet, because I wanted to say Stryper was the band, I mean to say, that really just encouraged me when I was kind of making that shift. I was raised Catholic, and then when I really made Jesus Lord, you know, and had a personal relationship. But I was still, I mean, I'm a big, at that time, big and still big fan of, you know, bands like Van Halen and gosh, I mean, just some, you know, bands like that. There was no Christian band that really could stand up to those bands until Stryper came along. And I said, okay, I get it. I was a big fan, followed them. And then Michael Sweet posted, you know, they're asking him who his favorite players were in the Christian music. And he listed me as one of the top 10 Christian drummers, which just blew my mind. I was like, someone would have told me this back in the day, I would have thought they were nuts.
Well, I follow Michael fairly closely on Facebook. He has a wonderful testimony, and you can tell that his heart is always in the right place. But people misconstrue things he says so bad that I'm like, folks, pay attention to his heart. If it doesn't come out exactly the way you want it to, pay attention to the man's heart.
And exactly. So right, Ed.
And there's no doubt, having talked to him on the phone and just following what he does. I mean, he lives what he preaches.
He does. And Oz, speaking of Oz, he is just the most genuine man, in this industry, I think I've met, and just really loves Jesus, and just such a good, humble, kind man.
I mean, did he have some medical issues?
He does. I've really been praying for him. But he is a firm. He's got really strong faith, and just, I mean, it's just amazing, you know, seeing some of the stuff that his wife is posting with all he's going through, and he just keeps such a strong positive attitude. And yeah, just, he's one of the good guys.
Yeah, that says a lot. When somebody calls you one of the good guys, that speaks louder than just those few words. Yeah. I'm so glad I came across another person that was in the metal scene, because I have a friend at church. And excuse me, she struggled with addiction for years and years and years. And she loves metal. And so I told her about Stryper, and now I'll tell her about White Cross and you. And but she has a wonderful heart as well. But boy, when you've been addicted like many people have, it's a battle for her all the time. And one of the things that is a battle for her is she likes metal music so much that she'll start listening to songs with lyrics that she shouldn't be listening to and things like that. So God does work things in ways that we have no clue. The tie-in here with Stryper, neither one of us knew we were going to talk about that. Janet, who set all of this up, would have had no clue that that was going to happen. And so
right.
that always tells me that God is involved in something when those things happen.
Amen.
Tell us about your social media, or I know you have an awesome website. How's the best way to find out about you?
MichaelFeehan.com. It's probably the best. That'll take you right to the website, and it has the video premiere of the single that's coming out this Friday. But that's probably the best place to get all the info.
Absolutely. I always end in a word of prayer. Can I pray with you?
Oh, please, Ed.
Father, we thank you for our new friend, and we just thank you for the time that we've been able to spend together. Thank you for letting us have things in common that we wouldn't have even known. I thank you, Father, for the way that you put in place this song that is coming out right at a perfect time when our country needs to be together in unity, yeah, just like we were back in September of 2001, where Republicans and Democrats stood together on the Capitol steps and saying, "God bless America." Their party didn't matter, Father. Their faith and belief in you is what mattered. There wasn't Republicans and Democrats standing on those steps. It was Americans. And Father, we're proud of our country, and we're distressed when we see things go in a way that we know doesn't please you. So use this song in a mighty way, Father. Use Michael and his wife and all of those that are part of what he does ministry. Help them to be able to show your healing powers, your love, your goodness, and your mercy, Father. Just bless their lives, bless their children. And I know they went a long way to come home with a child, and that's special in itself. Thank you for once again crossing our paths, and I thank you that we now call Michael a friend. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, Ed, that was powerful.
Well, thank you so much for being a part, and I'll be in touch with Janet, and I'm planning on having this out later today, wow. so that it's ready for your release. You kept saying Friday, and Friday's tomorrow. It's here, brother.
It's here.
Well, thank you for being a part.
Ed, God bless you. And I was reading up on your ministry, and wow, God, actually, can I pray for your ministry?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Father God, thank you so much for this day, Lord, for surrounding me with a great man like Ed. Lord, bless his ministry, Lord. I can just tell that he just wants people to be led to you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Bless his wife, bless his family, Lord. Bless their finances, bless their health. Cover them, God, and surround them. And let their ministry, Lord, expand, Lord. Expand their territories more than they can think or imagine. Thank you, God, for his humble spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.